five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the quarters of Engine Company 209, where Chief Cody is questioning Tim Collins, rookie fireman, about his meeting with the great Vesuvio, proprietor of the Ghost Factory. But before we visit the fire station, here's something you'll want to hear. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the headquarters of Engine Company 209, where Chief Cody has dropped in to get the facts about the Ghost Factory from Tim Collins. As you remember, Tim has talked with the great Vesuvio, also known as Henry Smith, who runs a peculiar manufacturing business in his workshop on the second floor of a ramshackle business block. And now the chief asked him,
Collins, what makes you think there's an unusual fire hazard in this fellow's business?
Well, here's his card, chief.
The great Vesuvio.
Yes, sir, or Henry Smith, chief. He doesn't care which you call him.
Magic novelties, ghosts, high-class illusions only. Wonder who buys the stuff he makes, magicians?
Must be, chief. Most of it's probably harmless enough, but that laboratory of his, I don't know.
You said the layout is in two rooms?
Yes, sir. A big room for a sort of office, and behind that, this laboratory. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's walled off with fire brick, and at first glance, you'd say it was safe enough.
But you mentioned phosphorus?
Yes, sir. A big jar in the laboratory, sir. More than I ever saw before in one place.
That's bad stuff. Yes, you ever see it burn, Collins?
Yes, sir. And I'd hate to see it get started in that flimsy building where Vesuvio has his workshop.
Phosphorus. I think I'll go call on Mr. Vesuvio, Collins. I think I'll go over there now.
As Chief Cody approaches the building, where on the second floor the great Vesuvio conducts his experiments, the Ghost Factory is humming with activity. Vesuvio himself bustles back and forth between the laboratory and the outer office, where his wife sits at a table painting with a small brush on a sheet of thin paper. The paint she uses is a creamy liquid, and the figure she paints is the dim outline of a ghost.
Henry?
Yes, my dear?
Henry, this paint makes my head ache.
Illusion, my dear. The feminine imagination tricks our nerves.
Fiddlesticks. I know when I have a headache. It's that phosphorus in the paint.
Walls have ears, you know.
Oh, nonsense. Who cares enough to steal your silly old secret?
Maria!
Oh, now, Henry, don't get your feelings hurt.
Well, there they are, Maria. Only a momentary twinge. We pioneers must expect the doubt and scorn of a scoffing world.
Well, there's your ghost. It's finished, Henry. That makes a dozen samples.
Ah, we must test our product, Maria. So, I turn out the light. We invite the pall of midnight, and
ooh,
there.
It's awful. That nasty green ghost grinning at me in the dark.
Stupendous.
Oh, turn on the light, Henry.
Vanish, foul fiend. I exorcise thee with a flick of the switch.
Oh, dear, there, that's better. Now put it away with the other samples.
6, 8, 10, 12. One for each of our guests this afternoon, and a couple for demonstration purposes. Maria, this will make us famous by nightfall.
Henry.
Yes, my dear.
Henry, I think you're counting too much on this demonstration. You've invited the buyers from all the big companies.
Why, all the important wholesalers in the world of magic will be represented here in our humble office this afternoon. Think of it, Maria.
But, Henry. Henry, ever so many people make ghosts that glow in the dark.
Oh, but not like mine.
You mean yours don't just glow? They do something more.
Indeed they do. Oh, they do indeed.
Oh, Henry, you've got to tell me.
Not a word, my dear. Maria, not a word. You shall see when I demonstrate to our guests this afternoon. And then you'll see the orders roll in. Maria, these ghosts will make us wealthy.
Henry, somebody at the door.
Our guests already?
Oh, we can't let anybody in here now. Things aren't ready yet.
Put the ghosts away, Maria.
Where?
On the shelf in my laboratory. Come, come, just roll them up together. Hide them away on my shelf behind the bottles.
Oh, I hope they'll be safe.
One moment, please. Now, Maria, get your hat and coat.
Are we going out?
Time for lunch, my dear, and an excuse to shake off our inconvenient visitor, whoever he may be. Have patience, please.
Mr. Vesuvio, this is the fire department.
Oh, dear, are we in trouble, Vesuvio?
Just some officious official. Come along now, Maria. Slip out as soon as I open this door. I'll lock it behind us.
I'm ready.
All right, out you go. Ah, we greet you, sir.
Yes, I'm Chief Cody.
Uh-huh. And we, the great Vesuvio, and Mrs. Smith, my wife.
A pleasure, ma'am.
How do you do?
Mr. Vesuvio, I wonder if you'd mind opening your place up again so we can chat for a minute?
You would, I surmise, inquire into the nature of my experiments?
Yes, I would.
Oh, but we were just going out to lunch. Henry, I'm starved.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but this may be important.
Sir, a demonstration of my art and science would satisfy your interest, would it not?
Henry, that's a good idea.
Such a demonstration is in prospect, Chief.
He means that he's going to show everything to some people this afternoon. Some buyers from the big wholesale companies.
Oh, I see.
So, if you would join us then, sir.
Why, yes.
At 3 o'clock sharp, that's when Henry, I mean Vesuvio, is going to show how his new ghosts work. Oh, if you come back at 3, wouldn't that be better than just asking questions, Chief?
Yes, it would. A little demonstration of magic right where they make it, huh? Well, yes, I'd like to see that. All right, I'll be here at 3 o'clock sharp. Well, we're right on the dot, Collins. It's exactly 3.
Good grief, who are all these people?
Buyers from wholesale houses. Oh. They're the important people in the magic business. If they give Vesuvio some nice orders, he's made.
Mm. Can't be more than a dozen people here when you stop to look, but it sure packs this little office.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I brought you along, Colin.
Well, yes, sir.
You've been here before, and you can give me the layout.
Oh, well, there's just this front office, Chief, and back there is the laboratory.
Yeah, where he has all that phosphorus you mentioned.
Yes, sir. That's the danger spot. If that phosphorus in there isn't handled with care, the whole building, all the shops downstairs, and all the offices on the second floor here, well, it would be a tough fire to control, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see what develops.
Yes. Oh, he's going to begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, if you please. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be brief, as I know some of you hasten to other appointments. Briefly, then, you are about to witness the first demonstration of a novelty that will sell by the million. Now, you observe that I hold in my hand a sheet of thin tissue paper. I tack this paper to the wall. I spray it lightly with a secret formula from the atomizer in my other hand, a common atomizer, ladies and gentlemen. And now, quickly, Maria, the lights. Turn out the lights.
Yes, Henry.
Oh, good grief, it's a ghost.
Shining in the dark.
Yeah.
Well, now, that's quite a trick.
One moment, my friends. One moment more. And Vesuvio's ghost will vanish in a flash of flame. One moment more, and...
Oh, there it goes.
What do you know?
The lights, Maria. Turn on the lights, if you please. Now, as you see, my friends, Vesuvio's ghost has vanished utterly, leaving not even a trace of the paper it was painted upon. Vanished in a flash of flame.
Maybe you've got something there, Vesuvio.
Thank you.
How does he do that, Chief Cody?
I'd like to see one of those ghosts at close hand. My guess is that's where the phosphorus comes in.
Mm.
There's phosphorus in that ghost paint.
Oh, of course. He sprays it with something. Somehow the phosphorus can't get oxygen until the spray dries up the moisture in the paint, but...
Maria, the samples, if you please. Bring the samples from my laboratory for our guests. Let them see for themselves how this is
Henry.
Done.
Something's gone wrong, Chief. She opened the laboratory door, but...
Maria, the samples, please.
Henry, come quick.
Chief Cody, there's smoke rolling out from that laboratory door.
All right, Vesuvio. Get your wife away from that door. This is where the fire department takes charge.
Now, this looks like an end to the great Vesuvio's hope of selling vast quantities of vanishing ghosts. It looks as if even his complete workshop and laboratory are about to vanish, consumed by fire. But Chief Cody and Tim Collins are at this moment pushing their way forward through the crowd, ready to take control. To hear how they handle this problem, listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your friend, Chief Cody, and I'm going to tell you something that sounds so simple you may think it's foolish. But here goes. Here's what I want you to remember. Gas is combustible. We use gas for cooking, sometimes for lighting, often for heating, and even refrigeration. And everybody knows that gas burns. But that's a fact some people forget when they try to trace a leak. Now, boys and girls, if you ever see anyone looking for a leak in the gas line with a lighted match or any other uncovered flame, stop it. Extinguish that flame before you have a fire or explosion. Well, that's all for now. I'll be in touch with you soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go! Firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.